Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet. Locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
David Cobb, who covers college football and college basketball for CBSSports.com. David, thank you for the time, as always. Great to have you on the show. And it's a big week coming up. Final weekend in the college football regular season. Cincinnati's into the top four. Will Cincinnati be in the playoff? Do you think they take care of business? I'll just start there, win the next two games, and get into the playoff.
Yeah, I do. But I actually think the taking care of business part is an underrated element of what they've got. You know, coming up, they play at ECU. That's an ECU team that's starting to hit its stride under Mike Houston. And then the AAC title game against Houston is going to be no slouch either. Houston's going to be 11-1 in that game, undefeated in the AAC, and has won every game. And this is assuming, guys, that they beat UConn this week, but they will have won every game since the opener. When they lost I think it was a 21-0 lead to Texas Tech in that opener. And that, you know, so Cincinnati's got some work to take care of on the field. And if they take care of it, yeah, I do think they're in, because Oklahoma State coming in at 7 last night shows me that, you know, whoever comes out of the Big 12 still has a lot of ground to make up. And even if they make that ground up, I still think there's a chance Cincinnati gets in. So if Cincinnati wins his last two games, I like where it stands.
Let me ask you this, David. Does it matter who's in that number four spot? Because it just seems like you're going up against one of the toughest juggernauts we've seen in the college football playoff with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I get it, but I would like to see Cincinnati play Georgia. I mean, we know they played a really close bowl game last year, and the immediate response that everyone gives to that is, well, Georgia didn't have, you know, this guy playing and that guy playing and opt-outs and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, sure. But at the same time, like, you know, Georgia hasn't really been tested a lot this year. And they will be tested against Alabama. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. But, I mean, what's Georgia's marquee win? Is it Clemson? Is it Tennessee? I mean, you know, they really haven't played all that tough of a schedule. So, I'm not opposed to the idea of Cincinnati maybe playing Georgia and keeping it close. I don't think that's too ridiculously far-fetched of a notion. I would much prefer to see, you know, that game than to see Notre Dame back in the playoff, you know, because we know what Notre Dame is going to do. They're going to get blown out. That's what they always do. So I would like to see somebody a little different, like a Cincinnati, get a crack at one of the big guys.
We're talking to David Cobb from CBSSports.com. I guess the big headline this week in college football, Florida firing Dan Mullen, that's added to a list of several really impressive jobs. What do you think of Florida entering the mix here? How does this all shake out with James Franklin getting an extension at Penn State, Hugh Freeze will stay at Liberty, and a number of other coaches could either get raises or jump to these jobs?
Yeah, it's wild. I would love to know what happened behind the scenes, you know, at Florida with Dan Mullen. How it went south. I mean, that's the story. You know, I'll pay to read that one. Or, you know, maybe I should get on the phone and start working on writing it myself. But what happened there? You know, that's bizarre to win as many games as he did his first three seasons there, be in the SEC title game less than a year ago, taking an all-time great Alabama team down to the wire, and then just completely falling apart. And, I mean, I know the easy answer to that is recruiting rankings. Okay, well, why wasn't the recruiting good enough, or why wasn't Dan Mullen able to get this team, you know, this season to play better? I don't know. There's just so many questions there that I want answers to. But they're in an interesting situation. I mean, I think Billy Napier would be a solid hire for them. I don't know if that's going to be splashy enough for that fan base. They've got, you know, high dollar taste. Does Billy Napier satisfy that for them? I think he should. He's a guy who has experience in the SEC. He's been a Power 5 coordinator. Now he's run his own operation and done a really good job of that. So, I mean, that to me would be as close to a slam dunk as you're probably going to get, with all these other coaches looking like they're going to stay put.
Yeah, with all the schools clamping down on the coaches that they have right now, and then also with Dan Mullen, who looked like as close to a slam dunk hire as it can look when he went to Florida. What does that mean for college football with him failing?
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking. That 2017 coaching cycle has just not produced very many success stories. You know, it's crazy. I mean, we are so close in that moment to Dan Mullen potentially being the Tennessee head coach. Wonder how that tenure might have worked out. Could he have done a better job at Tennessee than he did at Florida? I don't know. I mean, he would have done better than Jeremy Pruitt, I think.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I think Dan Mullen can absolutely coach again in college football and be a head coach probably in the Power Five as soon as next season. I mean, if you told me that Virginia Tech was going to look at Dan Mullen, I would say that seems like a pretty good fit, because you're talking about a place where, you know what, he can sign a top 30 class at Virginia Tech that would be regarded as awful at Florida and be ranked 12th in the SEC, that would actually be considered pretty good at Virginia Tech, probably better than the classes that Justin Fuente was signing, and probably more like third or fourth in the ACC, you know, and then he can go do his thing there where he actually develops quarterbacks, unlike Justin Fuente did, and, have that team, you know, on the cusp of winning 10 games and competing for a division title. I think Dan Mullen is a good coach. I still do. That's why I'm so confused about what happened this past season at Florida. And I think in the right circumstance, he will thrive again, you know, in college football.
David Cobb is with us, CBSSports.com. Tennessee basketball had a tough time against Villanova on Saturday, bounced back nicely against North Carolina. There was a drop-off in competition, but still UNC, a solid team out of the ACC. What did you make of this past weekend, the first real test for Rick Barnes' team?
Yeah, I thought it was telling how good they looked with Josiah Jordan-James out of the lineup. Maybe some food for thought there for Rick Barnes and his staff. Not saying that you take Josiah Jordan-James out of the rotation entirely. I think there will be lineups that necessitate having a player of his size on the court, and that he could be a lockdown defender if you really need to slow an opposing perimeter player down. But that all the point guard ball handling options that they have when they go a little bit on the smaller side really created, you know, some explosive offense for that team against UNC. And you know, UNC hasn't guarded anybody all season, so take it with a grain of salt, but a really encouraging performance after they just laid an absolute egg against Villanova. So really interesting to see what Rick does with those lineups going forward, you know, between Vescovi, Ziegler, Chandler, Justin Powell. Like, that's a lot of guys who can run the point, you know, facilitate your offense, get into the paint. So curious to see if maybe they stumbled into learning something about themselves in that game.
Let me ask you this too, David. To this point of the season, if you were power ranking SEC teams, what would your top three look like right now?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Nobody's really like absolutely separated themselves. I don't think, not, you know, in my opinion. I guess you would go Alabama one. They've got a really tough non-conference schedule, though, and it's really just now getting started. Arkansas is undefeated as well, but they haven't really been that impressive. So, honestly, you know what? This is a little out of left field, but Florida has looked really good, and they weren't one of those teams that we had, you know, in the top five to begin the year. But they got a win over Florida State, and then they've beaten, you know, a Milwaukee team that has a five-star kid. They thrashed Cal the other night, which is no big deal, but Mike White actually got his team looking better than I think a lot of people thought they would at this point in the season, because that's a team with a lot of transfers, and you don't often see teams like that, you know, looking the part in the first month of the season. But so far, at least, I think the Gators are.
David Cobb, CBSSports.com. Do you have a number one priority tomorrow, with it being Thanksgiving Day, from a dinner table standpoint?
Yeah, culinary standpoint. So we are kind of on our own in Atlanta this year. So we are kind of experimenting in the kitchen. And I'm honestly okay, a little bit nervous. But at the end of the day, you know, right, like I'm pretty sure Zaxby's is open on Thanksgiving. So that's always an option.
Okay, so backup plans. That's good.
That's, I like it. Always order an extra ranch with the big Zax snack.
no doubt.
All right, game plan. It's very important. There's a lot happening. Big final weekend in the regular season in college football. Coaching moves that could be coming, plus college basketball up and running all day long during the holidays. They have you covered at CBSSports.com. David, thank you for the time as always. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, same to you guys.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.